grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And honestly, I promise to be brief so we do this service tonight. In our gospel reading this evening from St. Luke, especially the part where Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, said, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. This specifically is what I wanted to focus on for our sermon this evening, was our Lord's word, he speaking, and things happened. Now, just as an example, from St. Luke's gospel alone, I've compiled a list of things where Jesus spoke and something happened. Just from Luke's gospel. Now, some of the same things that occur in other Gospels, but I just went through Luke's Gospel. Listen to this. Jesus heals a man with an unclean demon. Then Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law. At his word, she was healed. And then he also healed many others around the city of Capernaum. Jesus cleansed a leper. He healed a paralytic. Paralytic is a crippling disease. He healed a man with a withered right hand, which meant his hand didn't work. He healed him. And he healed them on a Sabbath day. At the word of Jesus, he healed a man with a withered hand. And Jesus, at his word, he blessed the poor, the hungry, those who weep, those who are hated by others. He blessed them. Then at his word, Jesus heals a centurion's servant. At his word, he raised a widow's son from the dead. At his word, he forgave the sinful woman of the city, which meant she was most likely a prostitute. And after he had healed her, the woman took a jar of fragrant oil and washed Jesus' feet with her hair. At Jesus' word, he calmed a storm right after they woke him up and said, "Lord, we're perishing, and you're just sleeping?" And at his word, he calmed the storm. At his word, he heals another man with a demon, who that man had lived naked in a cemetery. At his word, he healed Jairus' daughter. Jairus was the ruler of a synagogue, and it was his only daughter, the only person who could carry on the name of his family. That's why it was important. At Jesus' word, he healed her. Jesus, at his word, fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and they had 12 baskets left over. At the word of Jesus, he healed a young boy who had an unclean spirit. At the word of Jesus, he sent out not just the 12 disciples, he sent out the 72. At his word, he taught us how to pray, specifically the Lord's Prayer. At the word of Jesus, he healed a woman who'd been disabled for 18 years. At the word of Jesus, he healed another man on the Sabbath day. In front of the Pharisees, he did it. What's so remarkable about that is the Pharisees were astounded, and that was part of the why they hated him so, because he worked on the Sabbath. And then Jesus healed 10 lepers. Only one came back to thank him. He healed a blind beggar near the city of Jericho. At his words, he cleansed the entire temple. And after foretelling throughout the whole gospel 3 times that he was going to die and come back, he then suffered. Jesus was put to death upon the cross. And at his word, he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven as he had said he would. All of this at his word, Jesus has said in the Gospel of St. Luke. And one last thing, at his word, he says he will return on that great and glorious last day to judge both the quick and the dead. The point I'm trying to convey this evening is, at the word of Jesus, he can do anything. Jesus says, I am with you always until the end of the age. And this too, he will take care of you and I. In his name, we ask him everything. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.